Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Last time we talked about Jesus came to fulfill the law. And one of the law, as we see in the Exodus out of the 10 commandments, the next one Jesus talked about in this series of lecture he did on the Mount, this one says, do not murder. Number 6 of the 10 commandments is do not murder. Do not murder. So God's commandment, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder. Jesus repeated it to his listeners. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. See, we may have had many times that we got angry in our heart to our brothers. Different times it must have happened. But if we have asked forgiveness from God, and the person, if we did, literally did it, then we must have gotten forgiveness. Now, it says, if you have anyone who says to his brother, Raka, he is answerable to the Sanhedrin. Raka, probably the interpretation is that maybe related to the Aramaic word for empty, and mean empty head. Somebody calls someone empty head in American or English language. That person will have to go in front of the law, the 70 elders of Israel, the ruling people, the Sanhedrin, which derives its name from deep raving south of Jerusalem, the valley of the sons of Hinnom. Hebrew word is Gihimom. During the reigns of the wicked Ahaz, the king of Israel, and Manasseh, who was the king of Judah, human sacrifices to Ammonite and Moabite, Molech, their god, and they offered it there. Josiah declared the valley because of the pagan worship in 2 Kings 23 verse 10. 2 Kings 23 verse 10, if you read it. And also Jeremiah chapter 7, 31 to 32, and also 19 verse 6. It became a sort of perpetually burning city dump, and later a figure for the place of final judgment. So the valley of Hinnom, down from is Jerusalem, there where they used to do the dumping place. You know, in America we have garbage dump, which was very securely dumped, and it was covered by mud and dirt, and they put the grass on it. It looks much better than exposing it. But at the ancient of time, this valley of Hinnom, it is the evil, and Gehenna means a fire is burning there all the time, where they did human sacrifices. You know, imagine why God punished them so brutally because of all these sins. Now, don't commit murder. See, this murder word comes along with this word, R-A-C-A in English, Raka. is a guilt which is punishable by Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. So that's a punishment. So Jesus basically established the Old Testament punishment, and also he has given more stress, severity to the punishment of the law, by the law. See, in the United States of America, we have laws. Some country has laws, but no one follows the law. Even the officers, even the ruling government, no one follows. So much corruption goes on. Now here we have laws, and then there are two laws sometimes. One law is made by the state, another law is the federal government. Whichever is stringent of both laws will apply. This comes to businesses, this comes to medical practice, pharmacy, medicine, any kind of practice. So there is a stringent law is more effectively applied by the government. Here, same thing happened. Jesus came and he gave more stronger law against murder, or even saying something against another person, brother. Continuing the verse to 23, chapter 5, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. You cannot do. You can pray. The prayer will not work. God will not listen to your prayer. Or even accept anywhere in the heavenly realm, your prayer will not reach there. Because you have an offense against God and another person. Therefore, you need to reconcile. Number 20, verse 25. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison, and you may be, I'll tell you the truth, Jesus says, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. See, if we do criminal or punishable activities before the government in the earth, in this land, you are punishable if the adversary or whom you are offended will go and file a lawsuit. And if that's the case, God who watches us every day, we have to be very careful of what we say and what we do. Because Jesus said there is a punishment. You have heard that it was said, verse 27. This is about another very bad thing, which is adultery. But I'll tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in your heart. It's one of the most difficult thing to do. If someone very attractive, the man's eye is designed to be tempted. That's where the vision by sight is what the man get tempted. And that is what happens. If it goes beyond that point and reaches to your thought, you started thinking those anything about sinful, that is adultery. And Jesus said, if your right eye causes you sin, gouge it out. Or like if your body, your left hand does it, cut it off. See, what that's saying is the seriousness of the crime. It's not that God wants you to take a knife and cut it, but it is how serious, it's equal to a very big crime. So if you know the severity of the crime, you will know that you will not do it. So you're better off, even if Sometimes a person go to jail. That person probably punished. You see why these words are written here, going the eye and cutting the hand or something, a organ or something. That's what happened in the ancient of time by the kings. You know, the kingdoms and kings, when they rule, they will cut the hand of a thief. They will cut any part of the body of a person offended by their law that was established. These are the ancient laws the kings have been kept. Many, even in Israel, there was these laws. And the children of Abraham, who were the Arabs today, some of the Arabs, they had these kind of rule laws as well. So the time of Jesus, you have to think about those times when these kind of laws existed. That's why he said these kind of things. So today it does not exist. But maybe some Arabian countries. So it's important that Jesus kept the law. It's important. Jesus fulfilled the law. Jesus established the law and make it more stronger. Right? Now the next sin Jesus talk about is divorce. It has been said, anyone who will divorce his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. Because you know what that certificate says, you are free to go. You're not under my power, authority anymore. Because in the Old Testament time, the woman had no power, no rights. See, that's why in the Muslim countries today, they still give no rights to the women. They have no rights. And they are a vessel or a using what the man has to use for whatever purpose, to increase the number of family, to produce children, and stay home and do the work in the house. See, they were treated poorly and badly. Even in the Jewish tradition, it was not different. They were not equal. You don't see any genealogy of many women in the Bible other than the genealogy of Jesus, where Mary was a descendant of David King. Praise God. Mary was selected. Her name is in the Bible. And her name will be in the whole history of Jesus Christ in eternity to eternity. Her name will be remembered as the earthly mother of Christ who bore Jesus. The one God chose, a virgin, and she waited upon God. God found her righteous, like us humanly speaking. See, nobody is righteous until we do the right things, right sacrifices and offerings in those days. But she was chosen as good of all the others. Praise God for that. So, anyone who divorced must give a certificate. So when their heart was so hardened, the Jewish men, they want to get rid of their wife and take other women, younger women. So it was very easy for those days. The youngest women, best looking, beautiful. The older women, they had many children, and then they got look, their body doesn't look as it was, and they kind of get rid of them. So Moses says, if you are going to do that, make sure you write a certificate. You release her. And maybe there could be other economical things also have to follow when he releases her. But I tell you that anyone divorced his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, causes her to become an adulteress. See, the marriage in those days considered, if you are married, you're married for life, and if you have divorced and get married another person, it is considered adultery. That's what the Old Testament law was. And Jesus did not change it. Jesus did not change the law. And he said he make it more stringent. And anyone who marries the divorced woman, basically who was unfaithful to the man, her own husband, that person, somebody marry her again, is considered an adultery. Look, that's what the word of God says. But we have a circumstantial issues which we have to consider the church authorities, that the one who goes, a church-going person, a member of a church, who will have to, or she will have an issue, such as in marriage, to divorce. The church elders will consider the circumstances. Is it an abusive circumstances? Or this person will not consider counsel and listen to the word of God and submit and surrender to God and follow the law, or the person will not do it. So this based on those circumstances, the church elders make a best of the decisions they can do. All right? That does not mean these laws have been changed in presence of God. Bible has no change. Now, that's all belong to the persons who does it. You know, it is up to the people. However God judges them rightfully, hopefully we believe God will give them mercy and kindness, because our God is merciful. But be careful what one do, right? So next thing is about oaths. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath. See, people make a commitment, a covenant, and they break those laws. Now, wedding marriage is a covenant, is an oath before the Almighty God of the heaven and earth and all the church of people of the Christ Church in front of them. They made this oath, and then they break the oath. See, that's where God will look at who has, how this happened, what happened, and how, what was the reason. So the judgment of God will be the final right judgment. So we swear, some people swear by God, but God says, the scripture says, Jesus said, do not swear at all. Don't take the name, by the name of by heaven is, I swear this. You know, you don't swear by heaven, Jesus said. Don't swear by heaven, because it is the throne of God in heaven. You don't have any power or ability to get there, or you are nothing. How would you swear? You haven't even seen it, right? Or the earth. The earth belongs to God also. The earth is his footstool, spiritually. God is a spirit. See, this is the lowest end of his realm, kind of, if you say, I would say the hell is the lowest place. But in reality, as we are speaking, literally, when God sits on heaven, as it says, it's a spiritual allegorical language, that God is not a human, he's a spirit, his presence is everywhere. But in the symbolical language, we just say that God's throne, yes, God's throne is heaven, which is true, but earth is like his footstool. It's a simile, it's a comparison. And it is, however, it is how we look at it. And earth is not above or better than heaven, in no case. And do not swear by your head, or you cannot make even one of your hair white or black, other than you color yourself. But naturally, originally, you have no power. Similarly, simply let your, say your yes means yes, and your no will be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Who is the evil one? Satan, Lucifer, and his angels. Demonic forces of evil. You and me need to overcome them. Their power, their influence, you have to overcome. You cannot fight with them with the flesh and blood. These are the principalities and forces of evil, which is in the realm of the heavens, the first heaven where you see the sky, and above that you see all the other, up all the way up the stars. See, these two are first and second heaven, where satanic forces of evil circulating, and their power, they diversify, they're trying to influence humanity. The demonic forces, the demons, they're looking for a body that they are a spirit they can come and reside on. There are many people, probably human beings, are cheated by Satan and his angelic hosts. The way you behave and relate and do things which lead you in a trap that Satan will come and reside in you. You know, the reading of your future tarot card or future reading or card reading, whatever, all those are demonic. You're looking at your future. What is going to happen to me in the future? You don't have to know that, because your future is in the hand of God. When you believe God, you have the total protection of God. You're totally free, afraid. Oh, this may happen, that may happen. See, that's because you don't trust in God. When you trust in God, you will not have that kind of fear. I have God in my side. I have God with him. I truthfully, honestly believe in him. I pray to him. I am a born again. I change my lifestyle behaviors to align with the scripture. And I believe in Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. I accepted him as my Savior. I was a sinner. He saved me. I believed in his death and resurrection. He died for my sins. See, then you have the power over you. You are covered by God's protection. God has sent his angels to watch over you. So if you don't have that kind of attitude of praying and have a connect relationship with the heavenly, eternal, great God, then you will be influenced by demons and satanic forces of evil. They will misguide you. They cheat you. So you will fall into trouble. Now, this does not mean every person in the world will not have any trouble. Yes, the world has full of trouble. We can have accidents. We can have others who cause trouble to you. Well, even in those circumstances, God will be in your protection. So the commandments of Christ was not man-made, or he made himself. It was in him, because he himself was the Word of God. He was the Word. He was with God. He is God. So his commandment is God's command. He's only establishing the Old Testament commands once again, that the people disobeyed God, they sinned against God in all these areas: adultery, stealing, divorce, in their oaths. Most of these things are very strongly established with the Jewish law. See, some of these laws at the time of Christ and before, it wasn't not a big issue, big laws for the heathen people. The Gentiles did not have any of these laws, but they had a law written in their heart by God when they were born. When they were received, God gave them life. Their heart was given in their conscience. There is a law written. That law is written in the book of Romans, chapter 1. Apostle Paul, mostly by the most knowledgeable by the Holy Spirit, I will call, that he had more revelations also, like some of the other apostles. See, the Creator, the God, gave them a conscience. that our conscience will tell that we are doing wrong. See, it says in the book of Romans about that conscience. Chapter 1, verse 19, since what may be known about God is plain to them, means to the people, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. See, it is written in your heart. The law is given to you. It's already in your heart, right? So it is understandable, right? So Paul says, in the Spirit of God, right? It says, you will become righteous by believing in Jesus Christ. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godliness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. See, this is what was happening in the time of Jesus Christ. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they were walking around as the big, you know, leaders, the whatever they were of the people, they are representatives of God, they said. They're standing like that, but they were not following the law. They themselves were breaking the law of God, and Jesus came and intervened them. And then lastly, in that chapter, Jesus said, don't revenge. Don't do an eye for an eye. That's the Old Testament command. If somebody take your eye off, or somebody punch your eye, destroyed, you go home, and your relative go and kill, get his eye. The same way Jesus said about your teeth. If your teeth was broken by somebody, you should go and break the other one. Revenge was revenge. That's the Old Testament. But Christ came with love. See, lastly, he said in chapter 5 of Matthew, says, love for enemies. You love your enemies. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. See, what does that mean? Why would you do that? Because the person who abused you, did the guilt to you, that person is going to go to hell because he is or she is not the child of God. So God does not want any evil person or any murderer, any adulterer, you know, anybody who hurt another person will go to hell. God don't want to happen. God want that person to repent. So you pray for them, God said. See, that's what the will of the Father. Everybody should be saved. So you are like God, you become like God, and you will be called the sons of God. You see how beautiful that is. You see, Jesus' teachings are wonderful. And I just want to conclude this time, and we will come back to you next time. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Are you or a loved one unable to live alone because of medical reasons? Albert's Manor offers accommodations for seniors or persons with disabilities. They provide quality and professional care in a beautiful, safe, and loving environment. You can reach them at 772-626-3500.